Bien de las vacaciones, que luego pasa lo que pasa y no tienen confianza ni para pedir un bocadillo o preguntar cómo se va al Madison Square Garden.
Este año, antes de irte de vacaciones, hazte un Impact de Vaughan, un curso intensivo de verdad que te permite mejorar tu inglés en tan solo una semana. 12 horas en las que ganarás en agilidad, vocabulario, pronunciación y manejo del idioma. Es la oportunidad que estabas esperando para dar un impulso a tu inglés y alcanzar ese nivel que quieres para recorrer el mundo, mejorar en tu trabajo y disfrutar de un idioma que te abrirá todas las puertas. Apúntate ahora en el 911335833 o en grupobaughan.com.
Do you Vaughan?
Otra vez me ha suspendido el inglés.
Que sí, que a Adrián le pasaba exactamente igual. No le gustaba el inglés, hasta que el verano pasado lo llevé a Vaughan.
No dejes que su inglés se oxide este verano. Tráelos a nuestros intensivos de verano del Club Junior. En nuestros cursos intensivos aprenden inglés mientras se divierten, en grupos reducidos en los que todos participan en clase. Más información sobre nuestros intensivos de verano del Club Junior en el 911335832 o en grupobaughan.com.
Good morning and welcome to No Excuses. And this morning we have a new combination. So veteran guests of the program, but this is the first time they've been together. Good morning, Mercedes.
Good morning.
Because normally you're a Friday person.
Yes, I am.
And Carlos, Wednesday's your day. Although sometimes Fridays too,
no,
right?
No, Thursday.
Thursdays.
Yes.
Okay. So let's put you to the test.
Okay.
Today we're doing Unit 27 of the Teacher Manual. And we're going to start with some imperatives. All right? We're going to practice with different pronouns. And we're going to do some present imperatives. And also I will ask you, What did you want me to do? All right? Tell me to go to the door.
Go to the door.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to go to the door.
What did you want me to do?
I wanted you to go to the door.
Very good. Now change it with the pronoun him.
I wanted him to go to the door.
Them.
She wanted them to go to the door.
And again?
She wanted them to go to the door. She wanted them to go to the door.
Us.
I wanted us to go to the door.
Her.
She wanted her to go to the door.
Very good. Me.
I wanted me to go.
Me.
You.
Yeah, first person.
I wanted you.
Second person.
Sorry. I wanted you to go to the door.
Very good. Now, careful of your pronunciation of door.
Door.
Yeah.
Door.
For the hard D in English, you must close your teeth.
Door.
Yeah. How do you say Dinamarca in English?
Denmark.
And the nationality of people from Denmark?
Danish.
Very good. So the teeth must be closed. Okay. If you go to Ireland, where you've been many times.
Yep.
For example, you won't hear this, that, these, and those. You hear this, that, these, and those.
Yes.
Yeah, those people. Or actually, instead of those people, a lot of Irish people, and this is becoming more common and it's really bad, they say them people. Wow. Yeah, and it's bad. And I notice it, my own nephew says it. And I say, hey, Jack.
No.
Dude, that's not good.
Dude.
That is not good. Yeah. Now, tell me to get up.
Get up.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to get up.
Very good. Her.
I want her to get up.
Very good. Him.
I want him to get up.
Us.
I want us to get up.
Very good. What did you want me to do?
I wanted you to get up.
Very good. Tell me to open the door.
Open the door. Open the door.
Very good. What does she want me to do?
She wants you to open the door.
What did she want me to do?
She wanted you to open the door.
What did you want him to do?
I wanted him to open the door.
Very good. What did you want us to do?
I wanted us to open the door.
One more time.
I wanted us to open the door.
Very good. Them.
I wanted them to open. She wanted them to open the door.
Very good. Now, tell me to open the door again.
Open the door.
Now ask me politely.
Could you please open the door?
Very good. Ask me another way. Would you?
Would you please open the door?
Or would you?
Mind.
Would you mind to open the door? Would you mind opening the door?
Would you mind always with the
opening,
ING?
Yes.
Okay.
Mine and joy.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to open the door.
Very good. How did she ask me?
Politely.
And she asked you?
If you minded to...
No, the full thing. She asked you?
She asked you if you minded opening the door.
If you would mind.
Ah, okay. If you would mind to, if you won't mind opening the door.
One more time.
She asked you if you would mind opening the door.
Tell me to close the door.
Close the door.
Ask me politely with would.
Would you mind?
No, careful. Would you?
Would you mind opening the door?
One more time.
Would you mind opening the door?
More D in mind.
Would you mind opening the door?
Very good. What does she want me to do?
She wants you to open the door.
How did she ask me?
She asked you if you would mind opening the door.
Very good, very good. Now, tell me to close the door.
Close the door.
Very good. What do you want me to do?
I want you to close the door.
What am I about to do?
You're about to close the door.
What am I going to do?
You are going to close the door.
What did I do?
You closed the door.
Very good. Again?
The door.
And the whole thing?
You closed the door.
Very good. What have I just done?
You've just closed the door.
Very good. Now, tell me to open the door.
Open the door.
Does she want me to open it with my right hand or my left hand?
I don't know.
Ask her.
Do you want him to open the door with his right hand or with his left hand?
I want him to open the door with his right hand.
Oh. What does she want me to do?
She wants you to open the door with your right hand.
Very good. Actually, ask me if I'm left-handed or right-handed.
Okay. Are you left-handed or right-handed?
Well, I'm right-handed for a lot of things, but last week, for the second time in my life, I played baseball.
Oh.
And when I picked up the bat, automatically I went left-handed.
Okay.
And my American friends and Canadian friends were like, whoa.
What's this?
Yeah. And I said, okay, it's because when I tried to play right,
you couldn't.
It didn't work. So it's strange how our brains, strange how our brains work. So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to open the door with your right hand.
Very good. What do you want me to do?
I want you to open the door with your right hand.
Very good. Okay, let's practice some translations with imperatives. Mm. All right, positives and negatives. Cancelalo.
Call it off.
Very good. Or?
Cancel it.
Cancel it.
Ah, yeah.
the opposite? Negative?
Was the opposite of...
So see,
don't cancel it.
Yeah, don't cancel it.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Cámbialo por otro.
Change it for another one.
Very good. No lo limpies con eso.
Don't clean it with that.
No los cubras.
Don't cover them.
Very good. No llores tanto.
Don't cry so much.
Very good. What's the name of the famous song about Argentina?
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Very good. Disfruta con ello.
I enjoy it.
Very good. Explica todo.
Explain everything.
No les mates.
Don't kill them.
And the opposite?
Kill them.
Kill them, yeah.
Very straightforward.
Very straightforward. Excuse me. What should I do? Kill them.
Kill them.
All of them? Yes. Every last one of them. Seed. Here's a good expression for you. Seed, breed, and generation. A total ethnic cleanse. Yeah, kill them. But boss, really? All of them? Yes. Every single one of them. Man, woman, and child. No me mientas.
Don't lie to me.
And the opposite?
Lie to me.
Very good. Muévelo al otro lado del cuarto.
Move it to the other side of the room.
Good. One more time, but more fluency.
Move it to the other side of the room.
Very good. Ofréceselo a ellos.
Offer it to them.
Oh, sorry. Planifica tus acciones con cuidado.
Plan your actions carefully.
Very good. Pide el filete bien hecho.
Order the steak well done.
No, a harder D in order.
Order the steak well done.
Very good. Poco hecho.
Order the steak medium?
No, poco hecho.
Rare? No.
Yes, rare. Order the, pídelo muy poco hecho.
Order the steak blue.
Very good.
Blue?
Yeah. Blue, apparently, and maybe a chef could correct me, a blue is cooked on each side for 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's almost looks blue in the middle and it's cold. Ugh. Not my thing. No, okay. No. Medium rare.
Medium rare.
Medium How do you
rare.
Say medium rare?
Al punto.
Very good. Yeah.
Yes.
For me, rare.
And muy, muy bien hecho?
Totally dark.
Okay. Or some people say nuked. As in, nuked. it's been affected by a nuclear bomb.
Nuked.
Yeah. Nuke it.
Okay.
Yeah. That also can mean put it in the microwave.
Oh.
Yeah. Nuke, short for nuclear.
Oh.
Like you will sometimes. You'll see a protest against nuclear power and you will see no nukes. N-U-K-E-S, though it's spelled N-U-C. Yeah. Prepara tu discurso con antelación.
Prepare your speech, early? No.
Con antelación?
Beforehand, maybe.
Beforehand?
Ah, beforehand.
Okay. Now, if you at work ask for un anticipo, how do you say that in English?
Mm.
If you go to the boss and say, listen, I'm broke. Mm. You would say an advance.
In advance.
Yeah, ah, yes. In advance.
Yes, so, yes, yes.
Prepare tu discurso con antelación.
Prepare your speech in advance.
Good. Very American pronunciation, yeah. Mm. No me empujes.
Don't push me.
And the opposite?
Push me.
Very good. No pintes el techo.
Don't paint the ceiling.
Que no se te caiga. How do you say una gota de agua?
A drop of water.
Yeah. So que no se te caiga.
Don't drop it.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't drop it.
Don't drop it.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't drop it. Compruébalo.
Check it.
No te preocupes.
Don't worry.
More tea and don't.
Don't worry.
Sálvala.
Save her.
Now repeat again.
Don't worry.
Yes, I'm on a campaign at the moment. Because from the advantage of teaching on the radio, because we use headphones,
yeah,
you can hear the students' little mistakes better than you can in a normal situation. And because the W, for so many, at the beginning of a word, so many Spaniards make the sound at the back of their throat and it comes out like a G.
Oh.
Say this name for me. W-A-L-T-E-R. How do you say that man's name? An old-fashioned man's name.
It sounds good. Walter.
Walter. But many Spanish people say Gualter.
Yes.
So, Walter. Oh. And here, worry.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Where are we? So, no te preocupes.
Don't worry.
Very good. Sálvala.
Save her.
Ahora más dinero. Sorry. Ahora más dinero.
Sorry. Yeah. I was thinking now. Yeah. No, save more money.
Very good. The former majority shareholders of this company were Ahorro Corporación.
Oh.
And I used to often make a mistake when I would say
Ahorro.
Ahorro. And they'd say, so like now Corporación instead of saving Corporation. Quédate donde estás.
Stay where you are.
Utilice este, no aquel.
Use this one, not that one.
Very good. No parques cerca de aquí.
Don't park near here.
Very good. More tea in the don't.
Don't park near here.
No fumes delante de ellos.
Don't smoke in front of them.
Very good. And again?
Don't smoke in front of them.
Very good. Pásame la sal.
Pass me the salt.
Very good. Cocínalo lentamente.
Cook it slowly.
Very good. Now, here's a little superstition from Ireland, but I think most cultures have a superstition about salt because salt was so expensive and kids were raised not to waste it.
Uh-huh.
But I know that when I was growing up and if we had salt on the table, what do you call the little thing the salt is in?
A little. Yeah.
It's very similar in English.
Salt.
Cellar.
Cellar.
Cellar, yeah. Yes. Salt cellar. So I was taught when you passed the salt, first of all, you passed it always and only with your right hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to put it down on the table.
Here.
Yes.
Not
yes.
into the person's hand.
Yes. In Spain
the same
as well.
Here.
It's funny how these traditions are very strong in the same in many cultures.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, pásame la sal.
Pass me the salt.
Very good. And the, what do you call the little thing? The
cellar. Salt cellar.
That the pepper is in.
The
ground pepper. Canister.
A canister.
Yeah. You ask Mercedes if she's been to Dublin.
Have you ever been to Dublin?
Yes, I have.
Ask her how many times she's been.
How many times have you been?
3 times.
Ask her if she's ever seen the Pepper Canister Church.
Have you ever seen the Pepper Canister Church?
No, I don't think so.
It's near the centre of Dublin. There's a street called Mount Street. And on Mount Street is a church called the Pepper Canister.
Oh.
Ask me why it's called the Pepper Canister.
Why is it called the Pepper Canister?
Because it looks like one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an Anglican church, a Protestant church, I think. And it's also notable because it is not square to the street.
Oh.
So the street is straight and then there's this church that is at an awkward angle to the street.
That's a little bit annoying for me.
For an engineer, they would drive you crazy. Yeah. A lot of people would think, oh, how wonderful. But an engineer would think, no, it's wrong. It's morally wrong. No saltes la tapia.
Don't jump the wall.
Good. And put a preposition in there.
Don't jump on. In, over.
Yes.
Don't jump over.
Oh, yeah, the lottery of prepositions.
Yes.
Cocínalo lentamente.
Cook it slowly.
It's like for me, por, para.
Uh-huh.
And people tell me the rules and I'm like, what? It's a lottery. I'm just going to make it up. Ayúdanos.
Help us.
No asistas a la reunión.
Don't go to the meeting.
Good. Or asistas.
Don't attend the meeting.
Very good. Oh. Never with two. Despiértanos antes que a ellos.
Wake us up. Before them.
Very good. No pierdas tu única oportunidad.
Don't waste your only chance.
Good. And another way of saying pierdas?
Then lose your only chance.
Very good. Espera hasta que sea la hora.
Wait until the time comes. No.
No, wait until it's the time.
Very good. Oh. And take away the. You don't need the.
Oh, yes. Wait until it's time.
Good. And repeat, Mercedes.
Wait until it's time.
Yeah. Llega pronto.
Be early.
Good. No llegues ahí antes que yo.
Don't be there before me.
Very good. And use the verb to get.
Don't get there before me.
Llévale al médico.
Take him to the doctor.
Very good. Búscales.
Look for them.
Dámelo.
Give it to me.
Dáselo a ellos.
Give it to them.
Dánoslos.
Give us to us. No. Give them to us.
Very good. Dáselo a ella.
Give it to her.
Explícaselo a él.
Explain it to him.
Very good pronunciation. Repeat.
Explain it to him.
Good, good.
Explain it to him.
And repeat.
Explain it to him.
Yeah, you need a strong X there, like X, X. Muéstranoslo.
Show it to us.
Good. Tráemelos.
Bring them to me.
Very good. Llévaselos a él.
Bring them to him.
No, you're making the Irish mistake.
Ah.
So, the previous one was tráemelos.
Bring them to me.
Very good. Llévaselos a él.
Ah, yeah, take them to
him. Yeah, Irish people mix up the thing. Ask me what the difference is.
What's the difference?
I never know, but what I can tell you is this. What helps me is this. If I go to buy food and I say, para llevar. How do you say that in English?
Away.
To take away.
Yes.
So I think, bring.
Take.
Take away, bring to. Take away, bring to.
Yes.
Yeah. But I have to remind myself.
Yes.
Espérame.
Wait for me.
Very good. Mírala.
Look at her.
Very good. Escúchalo.
Listen to it.
Very good. Léemelo.
Read it to me. Okay. Read it to me.
Very good. One more time.
Read it to me.
Síguenos en Twitter, @Baugan-radio o @Grupo Baugan y en facebook.com/Grupo Baugan.
Disculpe, ¿una gasolinera por aquí?
Excuse me?
Que si hay una gasolinera cerca.
No parlo español, por favor. Gracias.
Mi car necesita gas.
Pero María, no le ves así, que es guiri, no tonto.
I'm sorry, I'm Greg. I'm from Florida, and, well, I'm an Anglo here at Fawntown.
No me entero de nada.
Hey, forastero, no te sientas perdido. Ven a nuestro Baugan Town y multiplicarás por dos tu comunicación en inglés. Llámanos 91-133-5833 o grupobaugan.com.
Se acerca el final del curso y llega el momento de hacer balance. ¿Qué tal tus hijos con el inglés?
No te preocupes si necesitan reforzarlo y darle un buen impulso. En Baugan te lo ponemos fácil. Con nuestros cursos Impact Junior no tendrán que pasarse todo el verano con los libros. En una semana y con un método divertido mejorarán su nivel. Nuestros profesores sacarán lo mejor de ellos en un ambiente divertido y rodeado de amigos. Apúntales ahora antes de que sea demasiado tarde. Llama al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupobaugan.com.
¿Do you Baugan?
Venga, Marquitos, a la piscina. Marquitos. Pero bueno, Marquitos, deja ya el cuadernillo y vámonos al agua.
Este verano tus hijos se engancharán a los cuadernillos de verano de Baugan. Inglés súper divertido con aventuras y un sinfín de ejercicios que repasan el inglés de primero, segundo, tercero y cuarto de primaria. No querrán soltarlos. Además, con nuestra promoción especial, si compras uno o más cuadernillos y un ejemplar de Mi Mundo en Inglés, te regalamos los gastos de envío. Cuadernillos de verano de Baugan. Consíguelos ya en la sección de tienda en grupobaugan.com.
¿Do you Baugan?
Back. Ah, there we go. Okay, we're back on the air. Now, let's continue. We're going to do a little bit of negative questions. And because these people are good, we're going to go quickly. All right? So I'll make the statements. I want you to ask me why with the negative. You weren't informed of the problem.
Why weren't I informed? Why wasn't I?
The alarm is going off here.
Yes. Oh, why wasn't I informed of the problem?
And her?
Why wasn't her informed of the problem?
No, I'm playing a mean trick on you. Her? Why wasn't she?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The verbal priming again.
Yeah, the verbal priming, yeah.
Okay, why wasn't she informed of the problem?
And him?
Why wasn't he informed of the problem?
Very good. You weren't invited to the party.
Why weren't you invited to the party?
Well, use first person. So you weren't.
Why wasn't I invited to the party?
Good, and again.
Why wasn't I invited to the party?
And them?
Why weren't them they? Why weren't they invited to the party?
And us?
Why weren't we?
Yes.
Why weren't we invited to the party?
Good. Now say it again.
Why weren't we invited to the party?
Yeah. Now for the perfect pronunciation of why, you simply say, how do you say igrega in English?
Why?
Why?
Yeah, it's the same. You can say, we spoke about this the other day, Richard and two of my English colleagues, David Waddell and Richard Brown, because you will hear two different pronunciations. You'll hear why, like igrega, and why.
Why?
Yes.
But the one I would advise you to use is simply why. It's a little easier. You weren't included on the list.
Why wasn't I included on the list?
You weren't advised of the danger.
Why wasn't I advised of the danger?
Good. And again?
Why wasn't I advised of the danger?
You weren't chosen as a candidate.
Why wasn't I chosen as a candidate?
You weren't delivered any material.
Why wasn't I delivered any material?
You weren't hired for the job.
Why wasn't I hired for the job?
You weren't made captain of the team.
Can you repeat, please?
Sure. You weren't made captain of the team.
Why wasn't I made captain of the team?
No, even though it's written captain.
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 Captain of the team.
Very good. You weren't offered the opportunity.
Why wasn't I offered the opportunity?
You weren't sent any copies.
Why wasn't I sent any copies?
It's not green.
Why isn't it green?
Very good. It wasn't green.
Why wasn't it green?
It won't be green.
Why won't it be green?
It's not going to be green.
Why isn't going to be green?
I'll go again.
Why isn't it going to be green?
It's not ready.
Why isn't it ready?
It's not going to be ready.
Why isn't it going to be ready?
It won't be ready.
Why won't it be ready?
It wasn't ready.
Why wasn't it ready?
It hasn't been ready.
Why hasn't it been ready?
It's not yours.
It's not mine. Why isn't it mine?
It won't be yours.
Why won't it be mine?
It's not going to be yours.
Why isn't it going to be mine?
It wasn't yours.
Why wasn't it mine?
It hasn't been yours.
Why hasn't it been mine?
Good. And again?
Why hasn't it been mine?
Very good. It's not what we asked for.
Why isn't it what you asked for?
Good. One more time.
Why wasn't it what you asked for?
Very good. Very good. Let's do a quick bit of vocabulary. All right. So here we go. Okay. I'll say it in Spanish. You've got to say it in English. Adecuadamente.
Adequately.
Very good. Agresivo.
Aggressive.
Good. And again?
Aggressive.
Very good. Nacimiento.
Born? No.
Now, for example, you would say date of?
Birth.
Very good. Manta.
Blanket.
Very good. Presupuesto. At work, for example.
Budget.
Very good. Elegante.
Smooth. No. Smart.
Smart. Or
elegant.
Elegant, yeah. And actually, about presupuesto, this is a little difference between Spanish and English. You have the presupuesto of your department, but you also have the presupuesto where you set your objectives for the year. And I think in Spanish you use the same word for both.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we would say your departmental budget and then your departmental objectives, which obviously are going to be tied together. Temor, miedo.
Fear.
Frustrante.
Frustrated? No.
Use the ing form.
Frustrating.
Frustrating, yeah. Luna de miel.
Honeymoon.
Very good. En teoría.
Theoretically.
Theoretically, good. And use the shorter form.
In theory.
Very good. Uh-huh. Naturalmente.
And naturally.
Yeah. Morcha.
Naturally.
Very good. Predominante.
Predominant.
Very good. Trimestralmente. In the business world, for example. Quarterly.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, which is a little strange.
Quarterly. No, yes.
Because three would make you think three, but in English we say quarterly. Máquina de coser.
Sewing machine.
Again?
Sewing machine.
No, it's more sew.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Sewing machine.
Sewing machine.
Sewing.
Estricto.
Strict.
Very good. Ask her if she's a strict teacher.
Are you a strict teacher?
A little bit. Sorry.
Yeah. No, don't.
Don't be sorry.
Don't. Yes. No. I think it's an interesting thing. When we have teachers here and we're training them, on the first day, I asked them to do a couple of things. I asked them to take out a piece of paper and write down the name of the best teacher they've ever had. The name, the subject, and two things about the teacher. And most people, the most common adjective is the teacher was strict, but they say it in a positive sense.
Yes.
Mm. And I think as a teacher, you have a duty to be strict.
And demanding.
And demanding. No, at the same time, with a lot of empathy.
Yeah.
But if you're not strict, you're not doing the kids any good. No. I only responded to strict teachers. The other teachers, I made their lives hell. I was not a very good student.
Well, exactly like
so me. The strict ones were the ones who I had their respect. Oh, sorry, they had my respect right away. Asegurar.
To insurance.
Mm. No, you could say to. It would really be to assure.
Ah, yes.
To assure. Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Cobrar, cargar.
To charge.
Very good. Yes. Contener.
Contain.
Very good. Descubrir.
Discover.
Very good. Prever.
Foresee.
Good. And with the weather, what do you watch in the
forecast?
Very good. Yeah. Mantener una reunión.
No. Hold a meeting.
Yes.
Oh.
Saltar, omitir.
Jump, no. To omit.
Okay, there's another word.
Skip.
To skip. Oh, yeah, to skip. Seguir en contacto.
To be in touch.
And seguir.
Or to stay in touch.
To stay in touch. And another way of saying instead of stay.
Keep
in touch.
Yeah, keep in touch. Ropa interior.
Underwear.
Very good. Bienestar.
Well-being.
Very good. So let's quickly do those again. Adecuadamente.
Adequately.
Agresivo.
Aggressive.
Nacimiento.
Birth.
Manta.
Blanket.
Presupuesto.
Budget.
And the other one?
Objective.
Very good. Elegante.
No, don't remember.
pretty easy. Elegant.
Elegant.
Yeah, elegant or smart. Yeah, yeah. Temor, miedo.
Fear.
Frustrante.
Frustrating.
Luna de miel.
Honeymoon.
En teoría.
In theory.
Very good. Naturalmente.
Naturally.
Very good. Predominante.
Predominant.
Trimestralmente.
Quar something. Quarterly.
Quarterly. Yeah, quarterly. Máquina de coser.
Sewing machine.
Yes, yeah, even though it's spelled S-E-W, it's yeah. So. So. Estricto.
Strict.
Asegurar.
To assure.
Cobrar, cargar.
Charge.
Contener.
Contain.
Descubrir.
Discover.
Prever.
Forecast, foresee.
Very good. Mantener una reunión.
To keep a meeting. To hold a meeting.
Yeah, yeah. Saltar, omitir.
Skip.
Very good. Skip is also what we say. I don't know if Spanish kids do this, but this is a lost.
Skip yeah. Ropes.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Saltar a la comba.
Yeah. Now in the States they call it jump rope.
Ah, jump rope.
We call it skipping. Like what you see boxers doing when they're training. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, skipping.
So we say skipping, but Americans call it, they call that activity jump rope.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is it, and again in Spanish?
Saltar a la comba.
Do the kids in your school still do it or is it?
Yes.
Oh, they do?
They do.
Good.
But they do it in my class.
Yeah.
They have to learn.
They have to learn.
Yes.
It's supposed to be because
it's compulsory.
It's very good for your coordination.
It's really good.
And for what, in a lot of, in the field sports, even physical sports like rugby,
mm-hmm.
A lot of, and these are big guys, they do it because it keeps them light on their feet,
mm-hmm.
And they have good footwork.
Yeah, and they have to learn together in front of facing each other, side by side.
Yeah.
Different yeah. ways.
Ask me if I like boxing.
Do you like boxing?
Yes, I do. Ask me what the most important part of the boxer's body is.
What's the most important part of the boxer's body?
Many people would say his feet, mm-hmm. Not his fists. His feet, because his feet will get him out of trouble.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If he keeps moving, it's harder to hit a moving target.
Yes.
Ask me if I'm reading a book about boxing right now.
Are you reading a book about boxing right now?
Yes, I am. Mm. Ask me what it's called.
What is it called?
It's called Four Kings. We'll talk about it after the break. And we're going to talk about can we talk about your brother's book too? No.
No, it's
okay, maybe we will. All right.
Yes.
We'll see you in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Si quieres volver a escuchar este espacio, hazlo a través de los podcasts en iVoox.com o a través de la aplicación de Baugen Radio.
Ay, otra vez me ha suspendido el inglés. Este niño, ay, ya no sé lo que hacer. Dice que el inglés del colegio es un rollo, que se aburre y que no le gusta. O lo importante que es el inglés.
¿Sabes lo que le pasa a tu hijo? Que le gusta el inglés, pero todavía no lo sabe.
Este verano van a descubrirlo. Apúntalos a nuestro curso intensivo para niños y jóvenes entre 4 y 17 años, donde pasarán 4 horas al día durante toda una semana haciendo ejercicios divertidísimos. Descúbrele su pasión por el inglés. Infórmate en el 91-133-5832 o en grupo. grupoaugan.com.
Se acerca el final del curso y llega el momento de hacer balance. ¿Qué tal tus hijos con el inglés?
No te preocupes si necesitan reforzarlo y darle un buen impulso. En Vaughan te lo ponemos fácil. Con nuestros cursos Impact Junior no tendrán que pasarse todo el verano con los libros. En una semana y con un método divertido mejorarán su nivel. Nuestros profesores sacarán lo mejor de ellos en un ambiente divertido y rodeado de amigos. Apúntales ahora antes de que sea demasiado tarde. Llama al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Tus hijos todavía no saben que el inglés les encanta. Este verano van a descubrirlo. Apúntalos a nuestro curso intensivo para niños y jóvenes entre 4 y 17 años, donde pasarán 4 horas al día durante toda una semana haciendo ejercicios divertidísimos. Descúbreles su pasión por el inglés. Infórmate en el 91-133-5832 o en grupoaugan.com.
Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Eso sí, tendrás que esforzarte. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Aprende, diviértete. Esto, lo que escuchas, es Vaughan Radio.
Program, and we're talking about one of the things that I like to talk about a lot is the many things that Ireland and Spain have in common. And one of the unfortunate things was in my city in 1956, there was a polio epidemic, which went on for maybe about a year and brought the city almost to a standstill. And ask Mercedes when the polio epidemic in Spain was.
When was the polio epidemic in Spain?
In the late 50s, 1958.
Okay, and ask her how long it lasted for.
How long did it lasted for? Did it last for?
I think it lasted for 1 year or 9 months or something like that. I'm not sure.
Okay. And in Ireland, now I'm trying to find some information on this, but I'm pretty sure that the epidemic came about because of a problem with the water supply. Mm. That the virus was it? I'm not sure. Is it a virus? But it was contained in
yes.
the. It was a problem in the water and lasted for almost a full year and affected hundreds and hundreds of people. So I have a book here which is written by Mercedes' brother, who is Luis Alberto Jiménez Acevedo.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Acevedo come from?
I don't know. My mother is from a village here in Madrid.
Okay. And so he wrote this great book, La Discapacidad en el Cine en 363 Películas.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a cinema buff.
Yes, he is.
And has he been a buff, meaning a serious fan and also an expert?
Uh-huh.
Ask her if her brother has been a cinema buff all his life.
Has your brother been a cinema buff all his life?
Yes, he has.
Okay, ask her how many films she think he has in his collection.
How many films do you think he has in his collection?
Maybe he has more than 400.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe even more.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Mercedes has given me this gift this morning, and I like films a lot. So I'm going to learn myself some cinema Spanish.
Hmm.
Yeah. And ask her if she knows how long it took him to write it.
Do you know how long it took him to write it?
Yes, it took him about 2 years.
Yeah, I know that from our own colleagues here, people like Julia and other people here. It takes about 2 years of a serious hard slog. You know what a slog is?
Dedication.
Okay. Yeah, a real difficult job or task that takes all your effort.
Yes,
and very often is not maybe enjoyable at the time, but of course you get the enjoyment at the end. So she's brought us two gifts this morning: a book, and ask her what else she brought us.
What else did you bring us?
I have brought you Torrijas.
Yeah, Torrijas.
People are going to be fed up with me.
Yeah. How do you say goloso in English?
Sweet tooth.
Sweet tooth.
Yes.
Ask me if I'm a if I have a sweet tooth.
Are you a sweet
tooth? Well, do you have?
Do you have a sweet tooth?
Yeah. One of my main problems in life is that I have a sweet tooth. Yeah. Yeah. Chocolate. Anything sweet. Yeah.
Great.
Ask me who the most famous sufferer of polio was.
Who was the most famous sufferer of polio?
It was probably Franklin D. Roosevelt, who was three times president of the United States. Mm. And because it was before the television age, most Americans didn't even know that he was disabled. Because he would appear in public and wearing very painful leg braces so that he could stand straight, or he would often lean. How do you say lean in Spanish?
Apoyarse.
On somebody who was nearby. Or they would picture him sitting at his desk. So probably now this man probably could not become president of the United States. As in, I think he would not be elected, I'd imagine, because of it's a prejudice really. But he was probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
He really pulled them out of the depression of the late 20s and 30s, and of course he led them through the Second World War. He was a fantastic character. So let's continue with a bit more grammar, and now we're going to do a simple short answer drill. All right, so let's go. Are you Spanish?
Yes, I am.
Do you like good food?
Yes, I do.
Is Mexico in Europe?
No, it's not.
Very good. Would you like to be a millionaire?
Yes, I would.
Will you be here tomorrow?
No, I won't.
Are you in love with my neighbor?
No, I'm not.
Very good. Did you see a good movie last week?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Do your neighbours cause you a lot of problems?
No, they don't.
Were you here at this time yesterday?
No, I wasn't.
Could you speak English when you were 5 years old?
No, I couldn't.
Does it rain a lot in this city?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, well, now ask me if it rains a lot compared to my city.
Does it rain a lot compared to your city?
Does not. You can't even make the comparison.
Yeah.
No. I think what happens here, though, is when it rained like last week was quite incredible.
Yes.
And because the ground is so hard, the water doesn't soak in and it flows off the top of the ground, and that's why you get the problems.
Yes.
Are your shoes clean?
Are you what?
Are your shoes clean?
I don't know.
Yes, they are.
Okay, translate the sentence for me.
Están tus zapatos limpios.
There's two famous questions that we catch even the highest levels with. One is, are your shoes clean? Are your shoes clean?
And the other one?
Do you own a boat?
No, I don't.
And translate the question for me.
Que si tengo un barco.
Yeah. Do you own? And very often, if I say that to another native speaker, I don't say, do you own? I'll say, do you own a boat? Like Julio, Jew. Do you own a boat?
Do you own a boat?
Well, many years ago, I was teaching a student about, I was asking questions with, do you? And I can't remember what the grammar point was, but at the end of it, he said, he did very well. And at the end of it, he said, do you want me to speak to you in English or in Russian? Do you want me to? And so he did it very, very well. And at the end he said, I have one question. I said, of course. He said, why are the Jews in the question? I said, what do you mean? He said, you were saying Jew. I said, okay. I said, I'm really saying, do you?
Really?
But it comes out from many natives as Jew. Jew.
Did your impression change after that question about his performance?
Well, the thing is, he was a clever man. He knew how to answer, even though he thought, I don't really know what he's asking me, but it was a valuable lesson for me.
That's it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A valuable lesson for me. So, are your shoes clean?
Yes, they are.
Do you own a boat?
No, I don't.
Very good. Does your back give you a lot of trouble?
Yes, it does.
Very good. Are your eyes blue?
No, they're not.
Very good. Does Spain belong to the European Union?
Yes, it does.
Very good. Does the United Kingdom belong to the European Union?
Not anymore.
Well, for the moment it does.
Yeah. Yes.
Do the people in Chile speak Chinese?
No, they don't.
Very good. Is English boring?
No, it isn't.
Very good. Have you ever called me an idiot?
Not publicly.
Not publicly, no. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I haven't.
Not yet. Not publicly. Yeah. Okay. Let's practice a little bit with there and to be, different forms of there and to be, okay? And I want you to answer me in a full answer. Is there a strike in this company often?
No, there isn't.
And last year? And give me the full answer.
No, there isn't a strike in this company very often.
Very good. And last year?
No, there wasn't a strike in this company last year.
Very good. And next year?
There won't be a strike in this company next year.
Very good. Are there a lot of strikes in the company every year?
No, there aren't a lot of strikes in the company every year.
Very good. And next year?
No, there won't be any strikes.
Well, a lot.
There won't be a lot of strikes in the company next year.
Very good. And last year?
No, there weren't a lot of strikes in the company last year.
Very good. Was there a strike in the company last month?
No, there wasn't a strike in the company last month.
And next month?
No, there won't be a strike in the company next month.
And right now?
No, there isn't a strike in the company right now.
Very good. Is there going to be a strike next week?
No, there isn't going to be a strike next week.
And last week?
No, there wasn't a strike in the company last week.
And tomorrow?
No, there won't be a strike tomorrow, in the company tomorrow.
Very good. And now the same sentence with going to.
No, there's not going... There is not going to be a strike in the company tomorrow.
Very good. Have there been many strikes lately?
No, there haven't been many strikes lately.
Has there ever been a strike that lasted 5 months?
No, there has never been a strike that lasted 5 months.
Very good. Will there be a strike if the company cuts salaries by 50%?
Yes, there will be a strike in the company.
Start again.
Yes, there will be... strike in the company if the company cuts the salaries by 50%.
Very good. Is there a party in this office every evening? Give me a positive answer.
Yes, there is a party in this office every evening.
And a negative answer.
No, there isn't a party in this office every evening.
Very good. Now, say evening again.
Evening.
It's like Eve. It's two syllables. Evening. Ning. Like Adam and Eve. Evening.
Evening.
Evening. Very good.
Okay.
Are there many parties in this office? Positive answer.
Yes, there are many parties in this office.
Negative answer.
There aren't any parties in this office.
Very good. Now, in this case, there aren't many.
There aren't many parties in this office.
Was there a party here last week? Positive answer.
Yes, there was a party here last week.
And negative answer.
No, there wasn't a party in this office last week.
Very good. Will there be a party here this evening? Positive.
Yes, there will be a party in this office this afternoon.
This evening.
This evening.
Very good. And again?
Yes, there will be a party in this office this evening.
And a negative.
There won't be a party in this office this evening.
Good. And again?
There won't be a party in this office this evening.
Good. Are there going to be any parties here next week? Positive.
Yes, there will be some parties in this office this week.
Next week.
Next week.
And again?
There will be some parties in this office next week.
Very good. And... negative answer.
No, there won't be any parties in this office next week.
Very good. Have there been any parties here lately? Positive.
Yes, there have been some parties in this office lately.
Very good. And negative answer.
There haven't been any parties. Haven't been any parties in this office lately.
Very good. Has there ever been a party in this office? Positive.
Yes, there have been.
Now, just give me a singular positive.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yes, there has been a party in this office lately.
Yeah. Now give me a plural answer with some.
There have been some parties in this office lately.
Very good. Okay. And a negative answer with the singular.
No, there hasn't been a party in this office lately.
Very good. And a negative answer with plural.
No, there haven't been any parties in this office lately.
Very good. Okay. Let's quickly practice with some conjunctions. Although, even though, anyway, and in any case. All right. So I will say, for example... he studied hard, he failed the exam, even though. And I want you to say, even though he studied hard, he failed the exam. Mm-hmm. All right? So he studied hard, he failed the exam, even though.
Even though he studied hard, he failed the exam.
Very good. Now change that to a question. Change what he said to a question. Did he?
Did he study hard?
So did he fail the exam?
Did he fail the exam, even though? He studied a lot.
Hard.
Hard.
Good. And repeat from correct.
Did he fail the exam even though he studied hard?
Good. Now try to connect. He studied. He studied.
He studied hard.
And the whole thing?
Yeah. Did he fail the exam even though he studied hard?
Good. She's young. She's way ahead of her class. Although.
She's what?
So she's young.
The second part.
She's way ahead of her class, although.
She's way ahead of, what is she, was way ahead?
She's way ahead meaning she's the best, she's much better than the rest of the students. Yeah.
Even though she's young.
Yeah.
With, even though.
With although.
Although.
Yeah.
Although he's.
She.
Although she's young, she's the she's way ahead of the class.
Very good. And again.
Although she's young, She's way ahead of the class.
Of her class.
Of her class.
One more time. Oh,
although she's young, she's way ahead of her class.
Very good. He's tired. He can't sleep, even though.
Even though he's tired, he can't sleep.
Very good. I liked it. I wouldn't do it again, although.
Although I like it, I wouldn't
do it. In the past.
Although I liked it, I wouldn't do it again.
Very good. And turn that into a question.
Would you do it again, although you liked it?
Okay, although. Try again.
Would you do it again, even though you didn't like it?
Okay. The movie was terrible. We stayed until the end, even though.
Even though the movie was terrible, we stayed until the end.
Very good. He owned up. Do you know what that means?
No.
He owned up? No, I bet this happens in your class. Maybe not. Somebody breaks a window in the school, mm-hmm. and you know that it's somebody in your class. And you go to your class and you say, okay, who broke the window? Own up. Own up. What does it mean?
Ah, cúlpate a ti mismo. Or descúbrete.
It's like, yeah, the person who did it has to stand up and say, I did it. I own up.
I own up.
So in the past, he owned up. So he owned up. He didn't have to, even though.
Even though he didn't have to, he owned up.
Yeah, he owned up. So the verb is to own up.
To own up. How do you spell owned?
Like no, in this case, to own something. Yeah,
okay.
To own something. And sometimes they use this in American sport. One team really heavily defeats the other one. So, for example, New England Patriots defeat the New York Giants in a game of American football, and they beat them, I don't know, 40 points to nil. And you might say the Patriots owned them.
Mm.
They owned them. They destroyed them so much that they were
owned.
They were a possession of theirs. So to own up. And mm-hmm. in the past, he owned up. She did it. It wasn't her job. Although.
Although it wasn't her job, yeah, she did it.
And again?
Although it wasn't her job, she did it.
Very good. He's a good professional. He's very stubborn, even though.
Even though he's very stubborn, he's a good professional.
Yeah. And repeat.
Even though he's very stubborn, he's a good professional.
Yeah, that one you could say either way. Okay.
Hola, guapa. ¿Puedo invitarte a algo?
Sí, claro. Un margarita y otro para Julia.
¿Julia?
Sí, Julia, mi profesora Vaughan, le gusta con mucha hierbabuena.
Este año, llévate de vacaciones a tus profesores Vaughan preferidos. Aprovecha el verano para mejorar tu nivel de inglés con el método online Vaughan. Flexible, adaptado a tus horarios, con los contenidos que nos han hecho famosos y, por supuesto, con nuestros profesores únicos. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en aprendeinglestv.com. Do you Vaughan?
I'm so excited to share this news with you. I've got a new book. It's called English on the Go. Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. And it's a book where I'll take you on a trip to 30 different cities and we'll discover fascinating things and improve our English along the way.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso.
All aboard! English on the Go.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso. Ya a la venta en vaughantienda.com, en delegaciones o en nuestra tienda en grupovaughan.com.
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro, adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en aprendeinglestv.com. Do you Vaughan?
¿Vas a dejar pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores. Este verano, hazte un Summer Impacts, un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer Impacts. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Okay, ask me if I like Joaquin Sabina.
Do you like Joaquin Sabina?
Yes. Now let's see if we can do a bit of translation of the great song Princesa. My favorite Sabina song. Entre la cirrosis y la sobredosis.
Between cirrhosis?
Cirrhosis. Yeah.
And overdose.
Very good. Andas siempre muñeca.
You are always baby. Dolly.
Doll.
Yeah.
And andas siempre.
No.
Like, what does he mean here? Andas siempre. You always walk.
You're always around.
You're always around.
You're always around.
All right. Con tu sucia camisa.
With your dirty blouse or shirt.
Or shirt, yeah. Y en lugar de sonrisa.
And instead of a smile.
Very good. Una especie de mueca.
A type of gesture.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Como no imaginarte.
How can I imagine you?
No, I think maybe it's like
think
maybe
of you.
Like picture you.
How couldn't I picture you?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah,
picture
okay.
You.
Como no recordarte hace apenas 2 años.
How couldn't I remember you?
Well, here, how could I not? You probably wouldn't contact.
How could I not remember you 2 years ago?
Very good. Okay. Cuando eras la princesa de la boca de fresa.
When you were the princess of the strawberry mouth.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Cuando tenías aún esa forma de hacerte daño.
When you still had that way of hurting yourself.
Very good, of hurting yourself. Good, good. Ahora es demasiado tarde, princesa.
Now it's too late, princess.
Very good. Búscate otro perro que te ladre, princesa.
Look for another dog that barks at you.
Very good. Yeah, yeah. That's he's a genius with...
Bob Dylan does the same thing.
Yeah, the way he puts words together, you would say, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
How do you think of putting these words together?
It's amazing. It's amazing.
End up having the same sound. It's incredible. So we're blessed to have these geniuses in our midst. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's quickly practice with a bit of is the same as. Okay. So a half is the same as 50%. 50% is the same as a half. A half, 50%.
A half is the same of 50.
The same as.
The same as 50%. 50% is the same as half.
Very good. One third, 33.3%.
One third is the same as 33.3%. And 33.3% is the same as one third.
Very good. One tenth, 10%.
One tenth is the same as 10%. 10% is the same as one tenth.
One fifth, 20%.
One fifth is the same as 20%, and 20% is the same as one fifth.
Very good. One eighth, 12.5%.
One eighth is the same as 12.5%. 12.5% is the same as one twelfth.
No, one eighth.
One eighth.
And again. 1/8. We'll start with 1/8.
I don't remember the number.
No.
1/8 is the same as 12.5%. 12.5% is the same as 1/8.
Very good, very good. 2/5, 40%.
2/5 is the same as 40%. 40% is the same as 2/5.
Very good. 2/3, 66.7%.
2/3 is the same as 66.7%, and 66.7% is the same as 2/3.
Very good, very good. Okay, let's quickly do a bit of translation, and then we'll do one more thing before we finish up. Okay? Están haciendo algo.
They are doing something.
Estoy jugando.
I'm playing.
Estamos descansando.
We are resting.
And contract?
We're resting.
We are resting. Good. Estoy comiendo con mis padres.
I'm having lunch with my parents.
Very good. Él me está enseñando su uniforme.
He's teaching me his... He's showing me his uniform.
Very good. Ask her if the kids in her school have to wear a uniform.
Do the kids in your school have to wear a uniform?
Yes, they do.
Ask her what color it is.
What color is it?
It's yellow, green. The jumper is green and the trousers are grey.
Very good.
And the skirts are red, yellow, and green.
Okay, very good. Están viniendo ahora.
They're coming now.
Estoy empezando una nueva vida.
I'm starting a new life.
Very good. Estamos escuchando la radio.
We are listening to the radio.
Very good. Ella me lo está trayendo ahora mismo.
He's bringing
ella.
Ah, she's bringing it to me right now.
Very good. And the opposite?
She's taking it to me.
So you bring to and you take away from.
Okay. She's taking it away from me right now.
Very good, very good. ¿Están mirándome?
Are they looking at me?
And give me the negative question.
No, they aren't. Aren't they looking at me?
¿Por qué están escribiendo eso?
Why are they writing that?
Very good. Estoy grabando una cinta.
I'm recording a cassette.
Yeah,
no.
Or a tape. Yeah.
A tape.
A lot of people have never seen one of these. You know? No.
Oof.
Estamos buscando un piso.
We're looking for a flat.
Yeah. I know a lot of people in Ireland who had car accidents, guys especially, because they had a tape player in the car. And it began to, as we say, it began to eat the tape.
Yes.
And so they would reach down.
Try to.
And of course they I know a guy who destroyed his car.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And just for the sake of a cassette that cost 50 cents. Yeah. ¿Por qué estás esperándoles?
Why are you waiting for them?
Very good. Estamos buscando un piso.
We are looking for a flat.
And a synonym of flat?
Apartment.
Very good.
House.
Creo que ella está hablando alemán.
I think that she is speaking German.
Very good. ¿Con quién está ella hablando?
Who is she talking with? Talking to.
Yeah, you can say both. Talking to is more common.
Yes.
Me lo estoy pasando bien.
I'm having a good time.
¿A dónde van ellos?
Where are they going?
Él está abriendo la caja con cuidado.
He is opening the box carefully.
Very good. Está lloviendo.
It's raining.
No está nevando.
It's not snowing.
Están lavándolo porque está sucio.
They're washing it because it's dirty.
Very good. Él me lo está dando porque es mío.
He's giving it to me because it's mine.
Very good. Están alojándose en ese hotel. How do you say it? Alojándose.
Oh.
They're...
What do you do in a hotel? You go to? Stay.
They're staying out in a hotel. In that hotel.
Very good. All right, that hotel.
At the hotel.
Yeah. Oh. Estás bebiendo mucho.
You're drinking a lot.
Very good. ¿Por qué me estás haciendo tantas preguntas?
Why are you asking me so many questions?
Ella es la que lleva una blusa.
She is the one who wears a blouse.
And use the present continuous.
She is the one who's wearing a blouse.
Very good. Está empezando a llover.
It's starting to rain.
Estoy sentado en el suelo.
I'm sitting on the floor.
Alguien está durmiendo en mi cama.
Somebody is sleeping on my bed.
Okay, or in my bed.
Oh, in my bed.
What children's story does that come from? How do you say it in Spanish?
Yeah, Ricitos de Oro.
Yeah. Goldilocks.
Ah, Goldilocks.
Yeah.
A lock can be a piece of your hair.
Okay.
Yeah. You could say that child has lovely locks, meaning a full head of hair. So Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Where are we? Alguien está durmiendo en mi cama.
Somebody is sleeping in my bed.
Very good. What food did they eat in that story? Mm. It's something you have for breakfast.
Cereal? No.
Yeah. It's
porridge.
Porridge.
Porridge. Yeah. ¿Estás leyéndolo?
Are you reading it?
Very good. ¿Por qué no estás trabajando?
Why aren't you working?
Very good. Estoy sacando la vajilla.
I'm taking out the dishes.
Secando.
I'm drying the dishes.
Yeah, very good.
What are you doing?
Very good. ¿Por qué no estás haciendo nada?
Why aren't you doing anything?
Están corriendo más rápido que yo.
They are running faster than me.
Very good. And another way of saying it, you could substitute me for they're running faster than
I am.
Can I?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, both. Okay. Both are right.
Which of them is more correct?
I think they're running faster than I am. Is when I was at school and we had teachers who were encouraging us to do things well, they would say that the I am is a little more...
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, you could say it almost like this. The I am is a little more elegant.
Okay.
Yeah, both are correct, but the I am is a little bit more elegant. Me están trayendo regalos.
They're bringing me presents.
And what's the opposite?
They're taking away presents from me.
Yeah. Do you know what an Indian giver is?
No.
There's two TV shows I really encourage people to watch if they have intermediate level or above, even though maybe you might need subtitles, but they're pretty good. One is Seinfeld, which is maybe 25 minutes long, and it's really, really good comedy. It's old now. It's maybe 20 years old. And another one is a comedy called Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is written by the same guy. But it stars the writer as the main actor. His name is Larry David, and the man is a genius. And so in one of the programs, they talk about Indian givers, which is a person who gives you a present and then takes it away again.
Okay.
Yeah. So don't be an Indian giver. So thank you to Mercedes.
You're welcome.
Thank you to Carlos, and I'll see you again tomorrow.